The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Volunteers Week, our daily podcasts continue. And time now to catch up with Izzy Cottrell. Izzy, thanks for joining us here. It's part of the Netball Show on Volunteering Week. The easy question, first of all, I suppose, is how did you get involved in netball?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be back on. But I got involved in netball at school. I actually started quite late. I was 14 or 15. And my best friend, Phoebe, she was always begging me to go to netball club with her. She was like, please come with me, please come with me. I think you'll like it. And in the end, I said, right, okay, I'll come with you and I'll see how it is. And from there, I never looked back. And we played at school together until we left. And then we both carried on playing. I joined Dronfield Netball Club. And it all went from there, really.
You're in South Yorkshire, aren't you? So tell me a bit about their leagues and almost a typical week in quotes. But
well, obviously, the last year hasn't really been that typical because of everything. But if we're thinking about like a normal season, then with Dronfield, my team play in the South Yorkshire League at the English Institute of Sport in Sheffield. So we have matches normally on a Tuesday night where we play in our league. And then we'll have training on a Saturday. But because I coach as well, I'm often there all day Saturday, coaching the younger ones, right from sort of a year two age group, right through to adults. So it's busy Saturdays at Dronfield Netball Club. And then Tuesdays is our game day normally.
And you have that incredible drive just to make the sport more inclusive.
Yeah, that's something that's really, really important to me because I am a massive believer in the fact that nobody should be denied the access to participate in sport or physical activity, regardless of their background or their ability. I really think that sport has the power to change lives. And I know that that sounds a bit cliche, but being involved in something as amazing as sport and physical activity, just the benefits mentally, physically, socially, it's stuff that you can't put a price on it, really. So if I'm able to offer activity to anybody and everybody, then that means the world because I just know how positive it is to be involved in something like that.
You've done things, obviously, a big, massive part of a volunteering highlight for you is that no one's denied access or availability, really. I mean, specific needs as part of that as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, if you've got somebody who might have, say, a need or a disability, then why should they not be allowed to participate? Like, you as the coach should be doing everything you can to include everybody. And if that means changing your session a little bit, then go ahead and do it because you wouldn't like to be told that you couldn't participate just because there was something a little bit different about you or whatever. So, yeah, I just think that obviously some people will shy away because they don't have the education or whatever, but, you know, join the courses that educate you about stuff. And also just talk to the people because talking to people, you learn so much. And it isn't something that anybody should shy away from because it's just so important to get everybody involved and feeling comfortable.
There was almost a meeting. I don't know how top secret it was, but 30 NGBs the other day about the importance of youth volunteering as well. Tell me as much or as little as you can about that.
I think I'm allowed to talk about it because it was on Twitter, so I'll go for it. I hope it's okay. I'm part of the Cross Sport Youth Leadership Team, which is a group of us from England Netball. So I'm the England Netball representative. There's a guy from the LTA and there's four swimming leaders from Swim England. And we've been working together for about a year now to raise the profile of the youth voice in our three respective sports. And the other day we had the amazing opportunity to present to Sport England and over 30 representatives from different national governing bodies. So we did a big online conference and we delivered our work all about the importance of the youth voice and having young volunteers in sport and how powerful it can be, because quite often sometimes in the sports and governing bodies that are quite traditional and quite entrenched in their ways, the youth voice isn't always listened to, So we're sort of all about making sure that it is listened to and that it's valued. But another thing to say on the back of that is that as part of our team, we're really sort of passionate about the fact that it's a two-way learning process. So it's not just about getting young people heard, but it's about letting young people learn from the people that are already there too. Because young people can learn as much from the experienced people as the experienced people can learn from the young people. So it's definitely a two-way process. But off the back of that meeting came some really exciting things, which will hopefully start to make their way into the national governing bodies within the future. So it's something to keep our eyes out for.
Brilliant. Plenty of positives, obviously, being involved with the sport as a volunteer. Maybe a little bit of advice to those thinking about doing it as part of this week?
I would say don't be frightened to get involved. Like, I know it can seem quite an overwhelming thing at first and you think, oh, I might not have enough time and I might go to one session and they might ask me to start coming every week or whatever. But you get out as much as you put in. And, you know, being a volunteer is so special because you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the people that you're helping. And to know that you're helping so many people and just have that positive effect is just so special. And it's something that I'll never quite be able to put into words. But if you're thinking about it, you know, go for it, and just sort of commit what you can and don't be worried about not knowing enough or not having enough time or maybe feeling a bit out of it, because there'll be people around to help you. I mean, most volunteers are lovely people because they're selfless and, you know, they're there to help. So hopefully sort of find yourself a mentor or someone that will help you and go for it and get involved.
UK Coaching Week next week. I can see the award on the shelf behind you, honest. But you won the UK Coaching National Youth Coach 2018, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was in 2018, back in when we were allowed to travel and we went down to London. yeah, imagine that. But yeah, no, I was really lucky enough to receive that award in 2018 from UK Coaching for National Young Coach of the Year. And it came off the back of my work in schools and then also obviously in netball. So it was from my volunteering in netball and my work with SEND children at a school in Derbyshire. And it was just, again, it was sort of really, really special to receive that. And I've said this before, but I don't volunteer to get the awards, but at the same time, to be recognised for the hard work that I had put in was really, it sort of meant a lot. So it was really nice.
Yeah, nice that you're able to share that with having obviously that level 2 and level 3 and watching people progress at Dronfield even. That's special as a coach.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you're involved in a lot of sort of athlete journeys and you get those points where you see them really progressing or they do something on court that you've been working on in training, and it just makes you so proud to think that you've been part of that journey. And we've got a really strong network at Dronfield where we sort of, everyone has a mentor, and it's fantastic because you can ask questions and you can get stuff clarified. But we're really lucky. We have a really strong coaching team that covers right from participation through to performance. So we cater for a wide variety of girls. And yeah, just to see their progression and things that they can do after a few weeks, it's really special to be a part of stuff like that. And it's just seeing the smiles on a Saturday morning. I mean, we carried on our coaching right through the pandemic. We did online coaching on Zoom, which if you told me that I would have been doing that a year ago, I would have thought, well, number one, I don't even know what Zoom is. I don't think anyone did. And number two, how do I coach in my living room? But, you know, we did it. It was a great success. But that first Saturday where we were back in person, the smiles and the laughter that was coming out of that hall was just incredible. And it really makes you realise how special it is to be part of such a fantastic community. So, yeah, I can't talk highly enough about it, really.
Volunteers Week this week, Coaching Week next week. Izzy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. It's been fantastic.
Tom Noakes might be better known as Thunderbear to some, but he's also spent vast amounts of time volunteering at Oldham. He's been sharing his story.
So I've been volunteering in netball probably for the last 8 or 9 years now. currently volunteering at Oldham Netball Club, but I also help out at Manchester Thunder as well. Oldham Netball Club, I coach the juniors, so in particular the under 8s and under 10s are my team, but I also run the development side of the club, kind of the pathway towards Oldham Netball Club. So I coach and run teams with another lady called Sarah, and we coach from ages 5 to about 13. Manchester Thunder, I'm part of the Barmy Army, who run the match days and volunteer on the day of any game. So my main role, probably at the franchise, is being that dancing bear, Thunder Bear, but I also help out with the media side of things as well.
You've had some special moments in the game as well. maybe some of those special moments you'd care to share with us?
Oh, in terms of being the bear, do you mean?
In terms of being the bear, in terms of being a volunteer?
So I'd say one of my main memories, of being the bear, has to be when we first started out at half time. It was something that was quite new to Manchester Thunder at the time, and it just kind of took off from that first dance that we did. We've done all sorts since then. I've been annoying the Sky cameras a lot. We've done dances in front of thousands of people, been on tandem bikes and things like that across the city centre. It's just been a bit crazy. We've had over 100 young fans on the court dancing around with us as well. But it's good fun. It's great fun, and obviously it's just a bit of a laugh, bit of tongue-in-cheek moments on the match days as well, which is really, really good. And it's been great to be a part of Thunder as a whole with the rest of the volunteers, aside from being the bear, because it really is a great atmosphere to be a part of. You get to be really involved with the club. Everybody looks after each other at the club as well. And we've obviously been to many of the finals, semi-finals on that Thunder fun bus as well. Just a really, really great experience to be a part of.
And the volunteering, is that one of the main reasons why you do it? What are some of those?
Yeah, well, ever since I've been involved in netball, really, I've loved the sport. It's probably enabled me to be a part of and experience lots of fantastic projects within netball, but also give me a lot of memories to take away from the sport as well. But one of the main reasons is just giving back to the sport. It's something that I love. It's great to be able to be a part of somebody else's netball journey as well, particularly the little netballers that I coach down at Oldham. It's been great to see both the progression of the children I coach, but also I'd say the progression of the sport itself. Been great to be part of what seems to be an ever-evolving movement within netball at the minute, and it's giving me an opportunity to constantly learn new things and evolve as a coach, but also in the volunteer side of things as well.
Clubs up and down the country, I mean, it's not necessarily about playing, it's coaching, it's the officials, dare I say, mascots, but it's the people that you meet along the way as well.
Yeah, and I've said all along that volunteering in netball has probably been very, very rewarding in itself, because not only have I been able to see the impact on the young people that we work with, but seeing them progress in the sport themselves, great. But I've always said that without the volunteers, there simply wouldn't probably be netball in itself, and how successful it's been over the last couple of years. And my life, to be honest, probably wouldn't be the same or nearly as interesting without any of the volunteering work that I've been a part of. So we've met lots of great friends through netball and volunteering in netball, and like I said before, being part of many wonderful events and experiences over the years. So yeah, it really, really is beneficial for both me and the sport to be a part of that volunteering family within netball.
Another two great stories today, and we'll be back tomorrow.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.